بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم واستبق الباب وقدت قميصه من دبر وألف يا سيدها لدى الباب قالت ما جزاء من أراد بأهلك سوءا إلا أن يسجن أو عذاب أليم.
Last week in our pre-khutbah talk, we described scene number 8, wherein Zulaykha, she could no longer contain her love for Yusuf alayhi salam, and she prepared an environment of zina, an environment of adultery, and she purified herself, and she made this inappropriate gesture to Yusuf alayhi salam. Yusuf alayhi salam firstly reminded her of Allah, qala ma'ad Allah, she still did not back down. He then reminded her of her loyalty to her husband, innahu rabbi ahsana mathwai. She still did not back down. She did not want to hear anything. In fact, she invited him to herself, Hay talak, come to me, Yusuf. Yusuf alayhi salam realized that this woman has lost it. There's no way I can convince her to change her intention and to change the decision that she made. So what did he do? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in scene number 9, Allah explains, وَاسْتَبَقَ الْبَابَ, they raced to the door. Yusuf alayhi salam began running away from this fitna, this test and this temptation that was there before him. He had no other option, yet he knew he's running to a door that is locked and behind which there are another 6 locked doors. But he did what was in his control, what was in his power. And that is what we learn from this. He's running towards a locked door, but from where he was standing up to the door, up to that point, that was in his control. He could have done something. That much he could have done. And when he comes to the locked door, then he leaves it up to Allah. There's nothing he can do about that. You need to do what's in your power, what's in your control. Sometimes the environment at university, or the environment over the weekend, or the environment in the workplace is such, it is so overwhelming that you feel, I cannot do anything. I should just give in to the demands of the environment. But there's always something that you can do. There's that little that Allah wants to see. If you are really genuine, you are really sincere, you really do not want to commit that vice and that sin, you will do whatever is in your ability and what is in your control. So he started running and rushing towards the door. She was so desperate, Zulaykha, that she started running behind him. Allah says, وَاسْتَبَقَ الْبَابَ. She ran behind him. He tried to get away from her. He rushed. She rushed from the back, and وَقَدَّتْ قَمِيصَهُ مِنْ دُبُرٍ. She grabbed his shirt from the back, and as she grabbed his shirt, it tore apart. وَأَلْفَيَا سَيِّدَهَا لَدَ الْبَابِ. When they came to the door, who is standing at the door? The husband of Zulaykha. The husband of Zulaykha, the Aziz of Egypt. When they come to the door, he is standing before them. What can you imagine what is going through the mind of Yusuf alayhi salam at that point and at that stage? Immediately, she understood that she's in big trouble. So she had to wriggle herself out of this situation. What does she say? She pushes the entire blame on Yusuf alayhi salam. قَالَ هِيَ رَاوَدَتْنِي عَن نَفْسِي. She says it was... She tells the Aziz, her husband, مَا جَزَاءُ مَنْ أَرَادَ بِأَهْلِكَ سُوءٌ. Oh my husband, how should a man whose intention was to harm your family, whose intention was to commit a sin with your wife, what is the punishment for such a man? إِلَّا أَيُّسْجَنَ. You should either imprison this man whom you have brought into the palace, imprison him, or عَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ, or you should subject him to a very painful punishment. He cannot get away with this crime that he has tried to commit with your wife. The Aziz was standing before the two of them. He could not determine who was innocent and who was the culprit. Yusuf alayhi salam, immediately, though it was his boss that he had to speak up against, and the woman of the house and the wife of the most powerful man in Egypt at the time, he spoke the truth. What did he say? قَالَ هِيَ رَاوَدَتْنِي عَنْ نَفْسِي. It was she who sought to seduce me. Hey, wait, what's happening? I was in the right, she was in the wrong. She is the one who tried to seduce me. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, the husband could not determine who was speaking the truth and who was at fault, who was lying. So Allah goes on to say, وَشَهِدَ شَاهِدٌ مِّنْ أَهْلِهَا. A witness from her family declared, there was a witness, there was a third person involved. And what did the witness declare? What did the witness say? إِن كَانَ قَمِيسُهُ قُدَّ مِنْ قُبُلٍ. Let us study the shirt of Yusuf. In the entire Quran, the word qamis, the word shirt, you only find it in Surah Yusuf. You do not find it in any other chapter of the Quran. And in Surah Yusuf, it appears four times. We already studied it once, when the brothers took the shirt and they soaked it into that false blood. Here for a second time, we learn of the word qamis, or we study the word qamis, shirt. And we will study it again at a later stage. And the amazing thing is, every time we study the word shirt or we come across the word qamis in Surah Yusuf, this qamis plays a very critical and crucial role. There, Yaqub alayhi salam, through the shirt, he realized that the sons were speaking a lie. And here again, the evidence that will prove that Yusuf alayhi salam is innocent is the shirt. So the shahid, this witness, he said, well, in order to determine who is speaking the truth, let us study the shirt. إِن كَانَ قَمِيسُهُ قُدَّ مِنْ قُبُلٍ. If his shirt is torn from the front, فَصَدَقَتْ وَهُوَ مِنَ الْكَاذِبِينَ, then she is speaking the truth. She is speaking the truth and he is from amongst the liars. وَإِن كَانَ قَمِيسُهُ قُدَّ مِنْ دُبُرٍ. But if the shirt is torn from the back, I mean, if a man, if he was responsible for it, how could it be that the shirt is torn from the back? So let's look at the shirt. And Allah is teaching us here that when you are faced with this type of a situation, then you do not allow your emotions or base a decision on your emotions, but use the evidence that is there and seek out the evidence in order to decide and reach a judgment. وَإِن كَانَ قَمِيسُهُ قُدَّ مِنْ دُبُرٍ. But if his shirt is torn at the back, فَكَذَبَتْ وَهُوَ مِنَ الصَّادِقِينَ, then she has lied and he has clearly told the truth. Now who was the shahid? Who was the witness? There was no one else in the house besides Yusuf and Zulaykha. According to a hadith, and the hadith is reported by Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhuma, Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala an, that at that time, at that present time, there was a little baby, a child who was in a cradle, an infant child in a cradle who was in the palace at that time, and who was a relative of Zulaykha, and Allah endowed that child and bestowed that little infant child with the power of speech. The shahid, the witness that uttered these words and asked them to study the shirt of Yusuf, was an infant child. And this is supported by the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So this was a miracle that manifested due to Yusuf alayhi salam. And in a hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam confirms that there are four children or four infants whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed with the power of speech, and due to their testimony, people were set free, or people were exonerated of the accusations leveled against them. The first was who? Yusuf alayhi salam says, Isa ibn Maryam. a day old baby. He was an infant child. And Maryam alayhi salam comes back to her community, the mother of Isa, carrying this infant child. Immediately, what did the people in the community say to her? مَا كَانَ أَبُوكِ مْرَأَسَوْ وَمَا كَانَتْ أُمُّكِ بَغِيَّا. Maryam, how could you have committed such a vile act? Your father was neither a man of evil, nor was your mother an adulteress. Where did you come? قَالَ إِنِّي عَبْدُ اللَّهِ. She pointed towards the baby child, Isa alayhi salam. The incident comes in the Quran. And the child spoke, Isa alayhi salam spoke, a day old baby, a day old child, and he says, إِنِّي عَبْدُ اللَّهِ. I am Abdullah, I'm the servant of Allah. The second infant and baby child that spoke was a baby and an infant in the time of Juraij. Who was Juraij? Juraij was an extremely pious person from the Banu Israel, from the Israelites. And he was accused as well of committing zina, of committing adultery. And this baby child spoke out, this infant child, in defense of Juraij, the second child. The third child was the daughter of the hairstyler of the wife of Fir'aun. The wife of Fir'aun, Asiya, alayhi salam, who embraced Islam and accepted the message of Fir'aun, the message of Musa, alayhi salam. She had a little baby girl. And on one occasion, when Fir'aun became suspicious about Musa, alayhi salam, then this baby child spoke out in defense of Musa, alayhi salam. And here, this is the fourth child, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, وَشَاهِدُ يُوسُفُ. The Shahid, whom Allah speaks of in this verse, who came to the defense of Yusuf alayhi salam, and who asked them to study the evidence. That Shahid, that witness, was a little infant child who spoke on this occasion. Allah says, فَلَمَّا رَآ قَمِيصَهُ قُدَّ مِن دُبُرْ قَالَ إِنَّهُ مِن كَيْدِكُنْ إِنَّ كَيْدَكُنَّ عَظِيمٌ. So they did, they acted upon the advice of the Shahid, they acted upon the advice and the instruction of this witness. Allah says, so when he, the husband, he picked up the shirt and he studied the shirt and he found that the shirt was torn from the back, because that's exactly what happened. She tore his shirt from the back. Immediately he understood that his wife was at fault. She was the guilty one. She was the one who sought to seduce Yusuf alayhi salam, and it was not as she had claimed. So immediately he turned to his wife and he said to her, Innahu min kaydikun, innahu min kaydikun. Surely this is a plot of you woman. This is a plot, this is a plan that you have come up with in order to seduce Yusuf alayhi salam. Inna kaydakunna azim. Indeed, without doubt, your guile, your plot, this plan of yours is a very great plot, a very great plan. You almost had me convinced. You were so convincing, O Zulaykha, that I almost believed in you. Inna kaydakunna azim. You know, when it comes to the plan of shaitan, Allah says, Inna kayda shaitani kana da'ifa. The plan of shaitan, the plotting and the conspiring, Allah says the plan of shaitan is da'if, it is weak. But when it comes to the planning of woman, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّ كَيْدَكُنَّ عَظِيمٌ. When they plan and when they plot, it's massive, it's great. They'll convince you. Even better planning than shaitan himself. So he advises her, and she acknowledges, and then he turns to Yusuf. He offers Yusuf alayhi salam with some advice. Yusuf, a'rid an hadha. He turns to Yusuf. He says, listen Yusuf, ignore this matter. Let's just brush the entire thing. Let's just brush it under the carpet. Don't speak about it. No one gets to hear about it. It's a matter of our reputation. We belong to the royal family. We belong to the elite class of Egypt. I'm the minister of finance of Egypt. Let's just brush it under the carpet. A'rid an hadha. Ignore this matter. Let's not speak about it. Hush, hush. And let's move on with life. And then he turns to his wife and he says, Wastaghfiri li dhanbik innaki kunti min al khatiin. Listen, Zulaykha, seek forgiveness for your sin. That is, ask Yusuf to forgive you. Or it could mean, according to scholars, that you need to seek forgiveness from me as your husband. Innaki kunti min al khatiin. Verily, you were of the sinful ones. And the scene comes to an end, and everyone parts, and they've decided to remain quiet about the entire situation and just try and ignore it. We move on to scene number 10, where there's a group of women, and these are no ordinary women. There are about five women, according to some Mufassirin, and they were the elite women. They were the wives of the other ministers, and they were the wives of the inner circle of the Aziz, the inner circle of the minister of finance. So they were the celebrities of Egypt. And the five, six of them, they got together, and they heard of this rumor without social media, without WhatsApp and Instagram, whatever else you have out there. They got to hear of the details of that occasion. They heard about it, and they started speaking about it amongst themselves. وَقَالَ نِسْوَةٌ فِي الْمَدِينَةِ Allah says, and the women in the city. Now remember, we are not referring to the ordinary common women in the city. We are referring to the women from the elite class. Five, six of them, they heard of this. And they were friends with, of course, they were friends of Zulaykha. What were they gossiping about? What did they say? Imra'atul Aziz turawidu fataha an nafsi. The wife of the Aziz has tried to seduce her young man. The man who was brought into her castle, into her palace as a slave. She's trying to seduce him. Qad shaghafaha hubba. What an amazing expression. Shaghafaha hubba. You know, generally in the Arabic language, if you want to say she has fallen in love with him, you simply say qad ahabbathu. Hubb. She has fallen in love with him. They did not say, on this occasion, they did not say, قَدْ أَحَبَّتُهُ. They said, شَغَفَهَا حُبَّ. She is arrested by her love for him. She loves him violently. That is what, that is really what the case was. The love has reached the innermost recesses of her heart. إِنَّا لَنَرَاهَا فِي ضَلَالٍ مُبِينٍ. Verily we see her in plain error. So, though the Aziz and the royal family, they tried to conceal this incident and this rumor, it spread and it started circulating amongst the women folk in the city. We move on to scene number 11. That scene comes to an end where those women are enjoying this gossiping moment, speaking about their friend, the wife of the Aziz, Zulaykha. We move on to scene number 11. Zulaykha hears of this. فَلَمَّا سَمِعَتْ بِمَكْرِهِنْ Allah says, so when she, that is Zulaykha, when she heard of the crafty comments, the bad comments that they made about her, and what they had to say about her, what did she do? أَرْسَلَتْ إِلَيْهِنَّ Look at this woman. Look at her planning, look at her plotting, look at how cunning, manipulative she was, Zulaykha. What does she do? She extends an invitation to those women, to her friends. In one riwayah it comes that she invited the six of them. In another narration it comes that she invited up to 40 of the celebrities of Egypt. Those who belong to the elite class, the wives of the ministers and the princes, the royal family. She invites them to her home, to her palace. وَأَعْتَدَتْ لَهُنَّ مُتَّكَآ She invited them for a meal. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, she arranged for them a comfortable place to sit and dine. So she had the entire place prepared for them, nice, comfortable. وَأَعْتَدَتْ لَهُنَّ مُتَّكَأً وَآتَتْ كُلَّ وَاحِدَةٍ مِّنْهُنَّ سِكِينًا And what did she do? And she gave every one of them an extremely sharp knife. Of course, there were different foods and fruits which were served. Some fruits required a knife in order to cut it. So she served them different fruits. And also she gave them an extremely sharp knife so that they may use this knife in order to cut the fruits. But she had a different plan in her mind. She knew these women, when they see Yusuf, they'll be so blown away, they'll lose their senses, that they'll start cutting themselves. So she had a different objective in her mind. Look at her, how cunning she is. So they all came and they're sitting and they're dining. They do not know really what was the purpose of inviting them to the palace. And Yusuf alayhi salam is unaware of these women and their presence. According to one narration, at that time he was toiling outside and he was attending to some work outside, and he only had his lower garment on. So his upper garment, his upper part of the body was exposed. And we spoke about the beauty of Yusuf. Many of us would not want our upper bodies to be exposed. I mean, Allah blessed him with amazing beauty. So at that time, he only had his lower garment. His sitter was covered, but the upper part of his body was exposed. And she now sends for Yusuf. She tells Yusuf to come into that area where all these women are seated. He is unaware of their presence. And what does she say to him? وَقَالَتْ اِخْرُجْ عَلَيْهِنَّ When he comes to the door, she says, Come in, O Yusuf. Yusuf, make your appearance. Come into the room.
فَلَمَّا رَأَيْنَهُ أَكْبَرْنَهُ وَقَطَّعْنَا أَيْدِيَهُنْ
Allah says, when he stepped into that room and they saw him, these are the words of the Quran. Allah says, أَكْبَرْنَهُ Akbarna comes from the word kabir. Kabir means something huge, something great, something awe-inspiring, something that blows you off your feet and knocks you to the ground. Allah says, when they saw Yusuf, akbarnahu, they were so blown away. They were knocked off their feet. They lost their senses. وَقَطَّعْنَا أَيْدِيَهُنَّ That instead of cutting the fruit, their minds were so diverted by him, they started cutting their hands. وَقَطَّعْنَا أَيْدِيَهُنَّ I wish you could appreciate this expression in the Arabic language. قَطَّعْنَا قَطَّعْنَا Because of the scale that we use, it means they were repeatedly cutting their hands. It became numb. That is how senseless they became. You know, sometimes you and I also, when our attention is diverted, then you perhaps, you know, hurt yourself or you could cut yourself because your attention, your mind is preoccupied with something else. That's exactly what happened. Allah says, وَقَطَّعْنَا أَيْدِيَهُنَّ They cut through the fruits. They started cutting their hands. وَقُلْنَا And what did they say? حَاشَ لِلَّهِ Oh God! مَا هَذَا بَشَرًا This is not a human being. إِنْ هَذَا إِلَّا مَلَكٌ كَرِيمٌ This is an honorable angel. This is a malak. This is an angel. We've never seen anything like this. This man is definitely not a human being. He's divine. He's come from heaven. Straight down from heaven. When she saw their reaction, she said, oh. قَالَتْ فَذَٰلِكُنَّ الَّذِي لُمْتُنَّ فِي You see, this is what you were blaming me about. Now you blame me. This man, this beautiful angel grew up in my palace. How long was I supposed to restrain myself and to control my passions? You were blaming me about him and see what you did. You had one look, one glance at him and you cut your hands. فَذَٰلِكَ الَّذِي لُمْتُنَّ فِي This is what you were talking about. And this is what you were saying about me and blaming me. وَلَقَدْ رَاوَدْتُهُ عَنْ نَفْسِي Boldly, she says, I did try to seduce him. That was no gossip. I did try. She tells them all who are present there, in the presence of Yusuf alayhi salam, I did try and seduced him. فَاسْتَعْسَمْ But he resisted. And what does she say? وَإِنْ لَمْ يَفْعَلْ مَا أَمُرُهُ And if he does not give in to my demand. Her husband knows about it. Everyone is talking about it. But that's the nafs. We spoke about the nafs. Right? She's lost it. She's lost the plot. And she still wants this man. And she tells the woman and she announces before them, if he does not do what I ask him to do, and he does not surrender to my demands, لَيُسْجَنَنَّ I will ensure that he is in prison. He will certainly go to prison. وَلَيَكُونَمْ مِنَ الصَّاغِرِينَ And I will ensure that he is despised and he is disgraced, he is humiliated. And the scene comes to an end. We move on to the next scene, scene number 12. Here you have Yusuf alayhi salam, he is all by his own. He is by himself. And he realized now, because all those other women, they were also now provoking her. We understand why you did what you did. And they in fact started encouraging Yusuf, that Yusuf, you need to give in to the demands of this woman. And in fact, now you had 40 of the elite class of women who are now interested in Yusuf alayhi salam. What a test. What a test. What a trial for Yusuf alayhi salam. A young man of that age. And here you have 40 women from the elite of Egypt. All of them have their gazes on this man Yusuf alayhi salam. They all seek to seduce him. Yusuf alayhi salam in scene number 12. He's seated by himself. He has no control over the situation. He knows that now it is really above him and beyond him. So he raises his hand and he makes dua to Allah. What is the dua? قَالَ رَبِّ السِّجْنُ أَحَبُّ إِلَيَّ مِمَّا يَدْعُونَنِي إِلَيَّ Oh Allah, the dungeon of Egypt is dearer to me, is more beloved to me than what these women are inviting me to. Oh Allah, if it means I go to the dungeon of Egypt and I go to the prison of Egypt, and I am kept safe over there, I rather suffer that temporary harm, oh Allah. I rather suffer that temporary inconvenience rather than falling into sin. Subhanallah. I cannot fall into the sin, oh Allah. وَإِلَّا تَصْرِفْ عَنِّي كَيْدَهُنْ. Oh Allah, if you do not turn their plan, their guile, their plotting, if you do not turn it away from me, أَصْبُ إِلَيْهِنَّ, I may perhaps get inclined towards them. I need your help, I need your assistance. Oh Allah, this company that I have, the peer pressure, I cannot take it, I cannot tolerate it. What do I do? It's so overwhelming. Turn to Allah, make dua to Allah, remove me from that company, take me out from that circle of friends with who I am. Oh Allah, that relationship in which I am. Oh Allah, you turn to Allah. Asbu ilayhinna. Oh Allah, if you don't help me, you don't save me, I might be inclined to them. Wa kum min al jahilin, and I will be from amongst those who are ignorant. Fastajaba lahu rabbuh. Allah answered his dua. Now of course here the desire was not to go to prison. That was not the desire. Who desires to go and languish in a prison or in the dungeons of some country? But Yusuf alayhi salam was overwhelmed. He was so overwhelmed that he was forced to make this type of dua. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Allah answered the dua of Yusuf alayhi salam. فَصَرَفَ عَنْهُ كَيْدَهُنْ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala diverted the plan and the plot of these women of Egypt. Allah turned away their planning from him. إِنَّهُ هُوَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ. Indeed, Allah is السَّمِيعُ, the all-hearing. Allah heard the dua of Yusuf. Allah is al-alim, the most knowledgeable. Allah knows exactly why he wants Yusuf alayhi salam to go into the dungeons and into the prisons of Egypt. May Allah grant us the understanding.